சதாசிவசமாரம்ஹாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
பேஜ் 40 வெர்ஸ் நம்பர் 71.
அபேத தர்ஷனம் மோக்ஷம் சம்சாரோ பேத தர்ஷனம் சர்வ வேதாந்த சித்தாந்தம் இதி வேதாந்த டிண்டிமஹம்.
ஆச்சாரியா எக்ஸ்பிளைனிங் த வேர்ட் அசி பத விசாரா ஃப்ரம் மகாவாக்கிய, ஹேவிங் அனலைஸ்ட் த த்வம்பத அண்ட் தத்பத. Now he is talking about Tvam and Tat, that is Jivatma and Paramatma. Both are one and the same. Tat Tvam Asi. Asi means Aikyam. Jiva Brahmanoho Bhedaha Nasti. Who is that Jiva? I am the Paramatma. Jiva is none other than the consciousness, existence, principle. Paramatma is also consciousness, existence, principle. Both are one and the same. No difference. So I have to recognize myself. I am consciousness, existence. That Paramatma also is consciousness and existence. Both of us are one and the same. Abheda Darshanam. This knowledge is called Abheda Darshanam. Darshanam means perception, understanding. Here Darshanam means understanding. Just as you use your eyes, eyes are meant to see the Bheda, the division, the difference. Bheda means difference. So in Vyavaharika Prapancha Bhedaha Vartate. Difference is bound to be there in the Vyavaharika world. Eyes are meant to see the difference only. All sense organs know the differences. Different sounds, different forms, different colors, different taste. Their job is that only. Sense organs' job is what? What is the taste of the mango fruit, banginipalli and rasalu, alphons, difference. That is the job of tongue. So difference is bound to be there, bheda darshanam. With regard to atma, one has to drop that bheda darshanam. After knowledge also, vyavaharika bheda continues. Jnani eyes also see the difference only, but Jnani understand, that is what drishtiyanna, that is the third eye. These two eyes are fleshy eyes. The third eye is Jnana Chakshu. What is Jnana Chakshu here? People start rubbing here, no? In the middle, eyebrow center. The third eye should come. I want to see everything, and if you go on rubbing it, will be, you know, wounded only, you know, you'll get blood, not jnanam. ஞான சக்ஷு ரிப்ரசன்ஸ் தட் இஸ் சாஸ்திர சக்ஷு. சாஸ்திர பிரமாணம் எலோன் இஸ் ஞான சக்ஷு, தேர்ட் ஐ. லார்ட் சிவாஸ் தேர்ட் ஐ ரிப்ரசன்ஸ் ஞானம். We should not take really fleshy eyes. In chakras, they call it as Ajna Chakram. At the eyebrow center, Ajna Chakram, they talk. But this Ajna Chakram and all, according to Vedanta, Shastra Pramanam alone opens your third eye. Therefore, we take Shastra Pramanam as the third eye. That which opens our real third eye, that is called Jnana Netram. Jnana Netram means what? Claiming I am Brahman. Dropping that body, mind, notion. As I am, drop that notion, claim you are Brahman. So, Veda Darshanam Eva Samsaraha. Seeing the difference as real. Seeing experientially, seeing difference is no problem. Experientially, in marriage function, experientially all are different. Girl side, boy side, sambandhis are all different. Friends, so many people are coming. Bheda continues. Experientially, Bheda will be there. That is no problem. But what is the problem? Problem is that experiential dvaita anubhava satyatva buddhi is the problem. Dvaita darshane satyatva buddhi. Buddhi means what? That thought. What thought? That satya buddhi. It is real. In what? In these nama rupa bheda prapanche satyatva buddhi. They are real. All drama roles when they are playing on the stage, do you take them as real or unreal? Unreal. Similarly, all these nama rupas are also like another Indrajalam. He said, magic is a drama. Therefore, all names and forms, experientially you face them. Talk to them, interact with them, but never give reality to them. That's why Swamiji always says, this cardboard chair, no? It's very nice cardboard chair, you put in a bommala kulu, but don't sit on it. If you sit, problem. Similarly, whole world is like a cardboard chair. Whole world, nama, rupa, relations, all of them are like a cardboard chair. Don't give reality. Sarva Vedanta Siddhantaha. So, Paramarthika Satyam is this Sarva Vedanta Siddhantam. Siddhantam means the conclusion of Advaita philosophy, Advaitic vision, but we don't call it as philosophy. Philosophy is not the right word, really speaking. Advaita darshanam, Vedic vision, Sarva Vedanta, all the scriptures talk about this only. Abheda darshanam is satyam, Veda darshanam is only anubhavahana. Experientially they are there, vyavaharika satyam and paramarthika satyam. Don't think paramarthika satya means I have to go to transcend the transcendence, you know, transcending. There is no real anubhava, paramarthika anubhava, spiritual experience. People talk about higher spiritual experience. There is no need of experience, enough of experiences. Why another spiritual experience? There is no necessity of any experience. Understanding there is no necessity of another new experience. Recognizing I am Brahman, that is paramarthika satyam, absolute truth. Never expect any spiritual, mysterious experience. never expect any mysterious spiritual experience. If you get any spiritual experience, you are out of track in artha. You are not in accordance with Shastra. If you are going behind any spiritual experience. So what is you mean by paramarthika satyam? Order of reality. Vyavaharika satyam, paramarthika satyam. It is experientially real, vyavaharika satyam, but it is not absolute. Brahma is paramarthika satyam, that is the only absolute reality. That reality is I am. That is I am, just understanding. Nothing else is required other than understanding. Understand, understand, understand. Nothing is required other than understanding. No experience is required. Many people talk, even spiritual teachers, some people talk, you have heard enough, you have enough intellectual knowledge, that is not sufficient. Intellectual knowledge about spirituality. Now you require experience. It's not correct presentation of Shastra. Shastra never accept any experience. All experiences come under anatma. All experiences come under anatma. What about atma experience? That also. That is not atma experience. You are thinking that is atma experience. Any experience is anatma experience only. Why? Why every experience is anatma? Because atma you cannot experience. Atma cannot be experienced. Because fortunately you are that atma. That atma happens to be you, the atma, tat, tvam, asi. You means which you, higher I or lower I? Higher I. That is called Abheda Darshanam. Here darshanam means don't take literally. That's why I am talking this much time. Darshanam means atma sakshatkara. Darshanam means they want to see. Always prameya buddhi, no? Objectification buddhi. Always human mind is tend to see, to perceive, to know. Whatever you know is not you. Whatever you know is not you. The knower is the truth. Whatever is known is untruth. Whatever is known is untruth. The knower is the truth, the only truth. Who is this knower? I, the atma. The knower bhagatyaga lakshana you have to do. Pramatrutvam you have to delete. Bhokta, karta, all you have to delete. Nama, rupa you delete. Asti, bhati, priyam you have to hold. That is called abheda jnanam. Here abheda darshanam means what? Abheda jnanam. That alone is mokshaha. Now what is mokshaha definition? Abheda jnanam eva mokshaha. What is abheda jnanam? Aham brahma asmi. Anyat sarvam mithya. What about whole world? Nama rupa is there experientially, but they are not real. Once it is not real, it is only experientially real, it is as good as non-existence. It is as good as non-existent. Experientially real, but it is not real. Blue sky is real, experientially real, but not factual. Factually unreal. Like that so many. Earth is round, experientially real, factually unreal. Earth, the round earth. Earth is flat, we are thinking, not round. Earth is flat, we are thinking. Earth is flat is not right experience. It's a wrong experience. So the fact is different. Like that, so many other things. we are seeing in the world. Therefore, always you have to remember what is Abheda, only one Vastu. Abheda, how many Abhedas are there? So many Bhedams, there are plurality. There is a plurality in Bheda, Prapancha, but in Advaita, Abheda Vastus are how many in them? Non-dual objects are how many? Only one. Who is that? I, the Brahman. Brahman, we say easily. Brahman is non-dual. What about you? That Brahman I am, we have to claim. Adhikku konjo courage venu. We are very happily says Brahman is non-dual. You know, we are spending time, months, years like that. But what is the benefit of saying Brahman is non-dual? That non-dual Brahman, I, the consciousness, existence, principle. Every second we have to own up that. Otherwise we will postpone. Happily postpone, all the best, next birth. So, two satyams, I am always in two satyams now. Vyavaharika satyam plus Paramarthika Satyam. Two orders of realities. Okay? Astibhati Priyam, I am Paramarthika Satyam. My Nama Rupa, incidental name and form are Vyavaharika Satyam. So Paramarthika Satyam and Vyavaharika Satyam put together, Vyavahara is going on. But in and my thought, in and through I have to remember this fact. In and through, how much time I have to remember? Every day, 5 minutes, or 10 minutes, or half day, all the time, at the back of your mind, this knowledge must always refresh, available. Next sloka. Namata Bhinivesena. न भाषावेशमात्रतः न भाषावेशमात्रतः मुक्तिर्विनात्मविज्ञानम् इति वेदान्तडिण्डिमः. इन् तमिल् दे से மரத்தை மறைத்தது மாமதயானை. இட்ஸ் வெரி நைஸ் சேயிங் தட் எலிஃபென்ட். வேர் இஸ் தட் எலிஃபென்ட்? மாமதயான. மரத்தை மறைத்தது. இட் இஸ் எ வுடன் எலிஃபென்ட். இட் ஹைட்ஸ் த வுட். யூ சீ த எலிஃபென்ட். ரியலி ஸ்பீக்கிங், மரத்தில் மறைந்தது மாமதயானை. தட் எலிஃபென்ட் இஸ் ஹைடிங் இன் த வுட். If you see elephant, wood is hiding in the elephant. If you see wood, elephant is hiding in that. So what is satyam? Wood alone satyam. What about elephant? You are experiencing the elephant, but it is not real. Anubhava kale gajaha asti, parantu vastavikataya nasti. Sanskritam is very easy, you know. Anubhava kale means experientially you are experiencing mamadayanai, elephant, which is nothing but wood. Marattai maraitthadu. If I look at the wood, that elephant disappears. Disappears means really disappears. Its form disappears. Its reality disappears. Clear? Its reality disappears. Why elephant story? பரத்தை மறைத்தது பார் முதல் பூதம், பரத்தில் மறைந்தது பார் முதல் பூதம். ஆல் ஃபைவ் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ் யூ ஆர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங் லூசிங் சைட் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன். பரத்தை பரபிரம்மன் இஸ் ஹைடிங் இன் ஆல் ஃபைவ் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் ஈஸ்னஸ். ஒன்ஸ் யூ ரெக்கக்னைஸ் ஈஸ்னஸ், இட்ஸ் substance, that is the substratum of five elements, paratil parayindad, parmudal bhutam, maraitad naram, parattai maraitad, parmudal bhutam. All panchabhutas are ஹைடிங் இன் பிரம்மன் இஃப் யூ ஹாவ் ஏ அபேத தர்சனம். தேர்ஃபோர் நமதாபினிவேஷேன ஹவு டு கெட் திஸ் நாலெட்ஜ், this abheda darshanam is possible by claiming I belong to Hindu religion, I belong to so and so religion. Mata abhinivesha, obsessed with, abhinivesha means obsessed with, lot of attachment with that. Mata abhinivesha manitvam, I belong to so and so religion, I am Vishishtadvaiti, I am Vaishnavite, I am Saivite, no? Cross and all keeping, no? Symbols. Mata Abhinivesha, the fanatic, too much obsessed with the mode of Vesha, Bhasha. Vesha means mode of dress. How they wear dress, so and so religion, so and so Vaishnavite or Saivites, they wear the dress also differently. Bhasha also, and their words for their rituals, what they use, also different. You call Ambal, they call Thayar. Thayar anna Vaishnavite, Ambal anna Saivite. Adu madri, oru varad illa. Neenga first pooja step la irundhu start panna. வைஷ்ணவைட்டு சைவேட்டுக்கு எல்லாம் டிஃபரெண்ட் டிஃபரெண்ட். திருமஞ்சனம் ஒரு பேர் இருக்கும், லைக் தட் சோ மெனி நேம்ஸ். தே ஓன்ட் வாண்ட் டு கம் ஈவன் க்ளோஸ். அவன் இந்த பக்கம் பார்ப்பான், அவன் அந்த பக்கம் பார்ப்பான். மத அபினிவேஷான், லாட் ஆஃப் டிஃபரன்சஸ், பாஷா, வேஷா, ஆல் தீஸ் பீப்புள் ஆர் கீப்பிங். ஈவன் Sannyasi also, not only grihasthas, Sannyasi also, my ashrama, abhinivesha, bhasha, vesha, lot of vesha, no? Sannyasi vesha, showing. Periya Rudraksha mala putta, periya swami dhinartha. So, like that, big ashram, so many students, if you have disciples, it is, you are a great sannyasi, swami, like that. The vesha, bhasha also, Bhasha is different. If a grihastha staying in a house, it is called house, griham. When sannyasi stays, it is ashram. Kutiya, ashram. Same shelter, same walls. Names, different. Bhasha, vedaha. If you eat, it is food. If I eat, it is bhiksha. What is that? Both are same one. But abhimana, lot of abhimana. Regarding chappal onwards up to top, you know. One person wear a turban, one person wear different types of things. And the dress itself, code it shows. The Jews and all, they wear a different dress. The priest, father and all wear a different dress. The mullah wear a different dress. And veshatila nitharindana. And the bhasha, bhasha abhimanam also. My bhasha is fantastic. We don't want Hindi at all. So if you bring Hindi, our culture will go away. And you should not force language upon us. Bhasha abhimanam, vesha abhimanam, Tamil ayyar vesham vere, Telugu vere, all different, different. People so much attached to vesha, bhasha. And matam also. First we say I am Vaishnavite, then I say I am a Tamilian, then I say I am Indian. Then I say, I am an Asian. Like that, go on and on and on. Are you going to get moksha by all this? Mata, Vesha, Bhasha, Bhushanam also. Chollal, na chollre. Bhushanam, ornaments, if you wear, either Spatikamala or Rudrakshamala, Bhushanam, by wearing all those things, can they guarantee moksha? Moksha is not connected with all these rituals or anything, whatever you do. Matam, vesha, bhasha meant to refine you, only to get chitta shuddhi. Religion has got its own role to refine the person. Afterwards, every religion, that's why we welcome all religions for Vedanta. Now in ashram there are so many foreigners are studying in Aniketik. There are so many students. Last time also from Japan, Brazil, America, Russia, all are welcome. In religion, whatever discipline you want to follow, you follow. Rituals you follow. Wear your own matam, whatever dress code, mode, everything you can follow. But everyone has to come to Vedanta finally. That's why all religions are invited for Vedanta Jnanam, Atma Jnanam. Therefore, Mata Abhinivesena na Mokshaha na Muktihi. Bhasha Vesha Matradaha na Mokshaha. Just by mere Bhasha Vesha. Matradaha means just by mere religious practices and their Veshams, putting like this and that, showing also to others, I am so and so. Practitioner of this religion, this method, this mode, showing also, all these cannot guarantee. Mukti vina atma jnanam iti. Atma jnanam vina mukti hi. Like that you have to do anvaya. Without atma jnanam, without self-knowledge, mukti hi na bhavati. In Shvetashvara Upanishad, there is one shloka. यदा चर्मवद आकाशं वेष्टयिष्यन्ति मानवाः तदा दैवं अविज्ञाय दुःखस्यान्तो भविष्यति इति. Only one, without आत्मज्ञानम् you will get मोक्ष. You have to fulfill one condition. Shastra says by आत्मज्ञानम्, only through आत्मज्ञानम् only you will get मोक्ष. You attain मोक्ष. There is no possibility, na anya pantha, no other marga, no other way. If you are so adamant, no, 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 without atma jnanam, I will definitely get moksha, if you are so adamant. Shastra is asking, Shvetashvatara Upanishad asking, fulfill one condition. If you fulfill that condition, I will accept, definitely you will get moksha without atma jnanam. What is that condition? Charmavat akasham veshtayishyan. If it is possible to you to roll the akasha, the space, charmavat, like a mat you roll the space, or the sky. Can you roll the sky? If you roll the sky, if it is possible, without atma jnana moksha is possible. It is not prashna arthe, aksheva arthe. That is not possible. This is also not possible. You can never roll the sky like a mat. You can never attain moksha without self-knowledge. Atma vijnanam. Vina, vina means without. Muktihi. Atma jnanam vina. Muktihi. Kadam bhavati. Muktihi. Muktir vina atma jnanam. Atma jnanam vina muktihi. Okay. Without atma jnanam there is no muktihi. Who says? Vedanta dintimaha. Vedas, Upanishads declare. Next shloka. Nakamya pratishiddhabhihi kriyabhir mokshavasanam ईश्वरानुग्रहात् सास्यात् इति वेदांत डिंडिमः. काम्य प्रतिषिद्धाभिः. काम्य कर्म, एनी रिलीजियस एक्टिविटीज, इफ यू परफॉर्म with the desire, I want to get this, I want to get some materialistic benefits, keeping that in mind, and you perform a Satyanarayana Vratam or Ekadasi Vratam or any pilgrimage, going to there and doing lot of mantras, using mantras, doing lot of rituals with the intention of getting something. Kamya Karma. all these kamya karmas in shastra, there are shastra vihita karmas and shastra nishiddha karmas. Vihita karmas means prescribed by shastra. Even those activities, rituals prescribed by shastra, if you perform with desire, some desire, worldly desires, if you perform, it is called kamya karma. By that you will not get moksha. Pratishiddhabhihi, prohibited actions. Some people do prohibited actions called abhicharika karmani. Abhicharika karmani means using some black magic, like black magic religion. Means they go to smashanam and do lot of mantras, they invoke lot of devatas. All those devatas, you know, they have to bless him. You see some serials and all, they show, you know, they are called abhicharika karmani to defeat other person. The person, their enemy, suppose, they want to defeat him, they want to overcome that person, you know, they do such. They are called pratishiddha karmas. Parihara rupena, some parihara karmas they want to do. Kriyabhir moksha vasana. Kriyabhi means such type of actions. Even moksha vasana, even the desire for moksha will not come. Na moksha vasana. Even the smell of moksha won't come. Any amount of rituals you do, kamya karma, you will never get moksha desire. Moksha vasana na bhavati. Na kamya pratishiddhabhihi moksha vasana na bhavati. Kriyabhihi na, what kamya kriya or pratishiddha kriya. Kriya means rituals, activities, any amount that is not possible. Moksha means swarupa avasthitihi is not possible. Then how you get moksha vasana, desire for moksha? Putra vasana, loka vasana, all are there, na putraishana, lokeshana, all these desires are there. But moksha vasana, how many people are having? I want moksha. Ishwaranugrahat eva, he says, unless you have the grace of the Lord, Ishwara anugraha, sa syat, sa moksha vasana syat. The desire for moksha, here vasana means don't take in negative sense. Vasana means ichcha, desire. Moksha vasana is possible, desire for moksha. Desire to attend Vedanta Dindima class. You have come here, the desire, you are sweating, you know, in the June month, hot, so hot, in spite of so much inconvenience, traffic, you have come all the way, it is only because of Ishvara's grace. Who says? Acharya says, Ishvara anugrahat, sa moksha vasana, sa means moksha vasana, the desire for moksha. Dharma, artha, kama, people are all asking for that. Who is asking for moksha? So many programs are going on in the center, Pondi Bazaar, that too, Chennai. Why I have to leave all of them and come here for Vedanta Dindima? What am I going to get except sweating? But the person enjoy, the one who comes, listen and enjoy. Because of moksha vasana. How that person has got? Because of Ishvara anugrahat, sasyat. Who says? Vedanta dindimaha. Therefore, vrata, japa, abhisheka, danam, panchamaha yajnas, even all of them, they cannot give moksha. Remember, they give only chitta shuddhi if you practice them nishkamataya. Otherwise, no way for moksha vasana. You have to, even you perform panchamaha yajnas, any vratam, anything, not for worldly pleasures, not for worldly accomplishments. Jnana vairagya siddhyartham. சித்த சுத்தியர்த்தம், சித்த ஏகாகிரதா பிராப்தியர்த்தம் ஐ ஹாவ் டு டு. வித் தட் மோட்டிவ் இஃப் ஐ டூ, சந்தேன்னு சொல்லுவார் பகவான், ஐ வில் கிவ் யூ மோக்ஷா டெஃபினெட்லி. ஜ்ஞான தீபேன பாஸ்வத, ஐ வில் கிண்டில் தட் டிசைர் இன் ஹிம் ஆர் ஹர். ஆஃப்டர் கிண்டிலிங் தட் டிசைர், ஐ ப்ரொடெக்ட் தட் டிசைர், ஐ ப்ரொவைட் குரு சாஸ்திரா எவ்ரி திங் மூலை. அது கூட ஆல்சோ தட் கொஞ்சம் நாலேஜ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த சாஸ்திரா, ஆல் ஐ வில் ப்ரொவைட் பகவான் சேஸ். That is called Ishwara Krupa. Then once Ishwara Krupa is there, Guru Krupa comes, Shastra Krupa comes, and Atma Krupa also comes. All four Krupas. Next shloka. In Kathopanishad, Mundakopanishad, Sa Kamabhir Jayate Tatra Tatra, Mundakopanishad quoting. All these people who desire worldly things, they go to that loka, Pitru Loka, Swarga Loka. நாட் மோக்ஷ. நாவிரதோ துஷ்சரிதாத் நாசாந்தோ நா சமாஹிதஹான. எ பர்சன் வித்தவுட் ஷம தம, வித் மானித்வம் தம்பித்வம், வாட் எவர் ஆஸ்டென்டேஷன், இஃப் யூ பர்ஃபார்ம்ஸ் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ், தே வில் நாட் ப்ரொடெக்ட். தேர்ஃபோர் ஆச்சாரியா இஸ் கண்டினியூயிங். அவிஜ்ஞாதே ஜன்ம நஷ்டம் விஜ்ஞாதே ஜன்ம சார்த்தகம், ஜ்ஞாதுராத்மான தூரே ஸ்யாத் இதி வேதாந்த டிண்டிமஹ. நைஸ் ஸ்லோகா. அவிஜ்ஞாதே ஜன்ம நஷ்டம் மகதி வினஷ்டி, தட் இஸ் நஷ்டம் மீன்ஸ் லாஸ், இட் இஸ் எ கிரேட் லாஸ், இட் இஸ் எ கிரேட் லாஸ். வாட் இஸ் தி கிரேட் லாஸ்? யச்சேத் அவேதித் அத சத்யமஸ்தி நச்சேத் இஹாவேதித் மகதி வினஷ்டி. சோ இஃப் யூ நோ த பிரம்மன், இட் இஸ் வண்டர்ஃபுல், சத்தியமஸ்தி, இட் இஸ் மீனிங்ஃபுல், பர்பஸ்ஃபுல், யுவர் லைஃப் இஸ் மீனிங்ஃபுல், purposeful, of course beautiful later. Otherwise nache dihavedit, if you do not know Brahman in this life, here now itself, mahati vinashtihi, it's a great loss. That's what he is reminding. Avignate, if you do not know, if you don't try to know this Brahman as you are, that Brahman, janma nashtam, this life is wasted, this life is in vain, futile, life is totally useless. That people in the world, they think, enjoy your life. Why vairagyam? Why renunciation? Why dispassion? They ask, enjoy. Even you see some dogs, they go in AC car. I have seen many dogs, they all enjoying AC car, and they have nice bed, and they have best treatment, veterinary doctor, special veterinary doctor. They are also enjoying. Pet dogs are all enjoying. You are also enjoying, they are also enjoying. What is much difference, big difference? No? Shastra is asking a question. So wasting your life, wasting your life without knowledge. Human life is meant to what? Eating, sleeping, getting children, house, or farm house, or normal house. However, this is animals are doing. You are having only one son or daughter. They have many. With regard to children, they are superior than you. They are giving birth at a time 10, 5, minimum 5. And they are nicely enjoying, you know. The duck, small duck, so many children it goes together, no? Nicely swimming hard. Hi, hi, hi. You are also doing the same thing. What is the difference between duck and you? So, nashtam. விஜ்ஞாதே ஜென்ம சார்த்தகம், யுவர் ஜென்மா ஹியூமன் லைஃப் டு என்ஜாய் சென்ஸ் பிளஷர்ஸ், யூ நீட் நாட் பார்ன் ஆஸ் எ ஒன்லி ஹியூமன் பீயிங் டு என்ஜாய் சென்ஸ் பிளஷர்ஸ். எனி லைஃப், எனி ஸ்பீஷி லைஃப் இஸ் ஓகே, ஃபார் தட் ஹியூமன் லைஃப் இஸ் நாட் ரிக்வயர்ட். டு என்ஜாய், டு கெட் சில்ட்ரன் என்ஜாய், எனி லைஃப் இஸ் ஓகே. டு ஈட், டு என்ஜாய், எனி லைஃப் இஸ் ஓகே, தேர் ஆல்சோ என்ஜாயிங். அண்ட் வாட் ஃபார், வாட் யூ ஆர் என்ஜாயிங் எக்ஸ்ட்ரா, வாட் யூ ஆர் என்ஜாயிங் எக்ஸ்ட்ரா வித் தட் பிளஷர்ஸ். இஃப் யூ கம்பேர் ரியலி, தே ஆர் என்ஜாயிங் மோர் தேன் அஸ். தே டோன்ட் ஹேவ் வாட்டர் ப்ராப்ளம், தே டோன்ட் ஹேவ் ஃபுட் ஸ்கேர்சிட்டி, தே ஆர் ஆல் என்ஜாயிங். We are suffering, really speaking, with regarding pleasures. We are in scarcity, you know. But human life is meant for moksha only. Janma sarthakam. Prayojanam anartham. Meaningful. Sarthakam means meaningful. Purposeful. Jnatuhu atmana dure. Life is useful, purposeful when you know the atma. Vijnate. விக்னாதே ஜென்ம சார்த்தகம், மை லைஃப் இஸ் மீனிங்ஃபுல் பர்பஸ்ஃபுல். ஹவு டு நோ தட் ஆத்மா, விஜ்ஞானம், ஹவு டு கெட் ஆத்ம ஜ்ஞானம். வெரி சிம்பிள், வெரி வெரி சிம்பிள். ஜ்ஞாது ஆத்மா ந தூரே, திஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் நன்னதர் தான் ஜ்ஞாது ஓன்லி, ஜ்ஞாதா ந தூரே, இட் இஸ் நாட் ஃபார் அவே. சாட்சி என பிரத்யகாத்மா சாட்சி ரூபேண பிரதிபோத விதித்தம் மதம் ஜ்ஞாது ஏவ ஆத்மா. ஹவு ஃபார் ஆத்மா இஸ் ஐ வாண்ட் டு கெட் ஆத்ம தரிசனம். ஹூ இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங் ஃபார் ஆத்மா தரிசனம் இஸ் ஆத்மா. திங்கிங் தட் யூ ஆர் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஆத்மா அண்ட் ஆஸ்கிங் ஆத்ம தரிசனம், ஹவு ஃபூலிஷ் இட் இஸ். லெஹரி டூண்டே பானிகோ, யூ ரிமெம்பர் லெஹரி டூண்டே பானிகோ? DMK people will come and fight with me if I chant in the rhyme. Leharidunde pani ko nal. Wave is searching for water. Wave need not search, but it is searching. Intelligent wave or foolish wave? Foolish. Kapada dunde sooth ko. Cloth is searching for thread, fiber. Is it intelligence or foolish? Foolish. Why cloth need not search? Cloth has to recognize it is fiber. It is need not search for fiber. Jeeva dunde brahma ko. Jeeva is searching for Brahman. Jeeva has to recognize I am Brahman. Jeeva need not search for Brahman. Jeeva dunde brahma ko nar. Jeeva that in, searching jeeva individual for Brahman is foolish or intelligent? Foolish. So don't search. Stop searching. Jnatuhu atma na dure. It is not far away from you. Kathopanishad Yamadharmaraja says, it is far for those people, Kaivalya Upanishad. It is far for those people, even 13th chapter Krishna says, it is far for those people who do not know about atma. It is very close to those people who knows atma. It is very near for wise people. It is far who atma is very far for otherwise people. You are otherwise or wise? So, jnatuhu atma na dure syat. It's not far away. Even not far. Atma is not outside or inside. Atma is not up above or down below. Atma is you. Seeker to seer. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. Very nice to listen, but how to own up, claim? How to claim? What is problem to claim? You have lot of property, claim, this is my property. What is your problem to claim? I am Daridravan and Cholardi. Happy or Dhanavan, you want to say? I am Dhanavan. I am Balavan. I am a strong person. I am a rich person. I am a wise person. But I am a rich person. I am a strong person. You like to say I am a strong person, or you like to say I am a weak person? You like to say I am a poor person. You like to say I am a rich person. Tell me. In this Swami, you are asking, you know. You need not ask. I know, just I want for a joke, you know. Just for fun, I want. Similarly, you want to claim I am Brahman, or you want to claim you are a miserable jiva? I am Brahman. Not Brahma, Brahman. Okay. I am Brahman. Like that claim. Claim, claim, claim. Claiming only is the mokshaha. Gnatuhu, that word is very important. Gnatuhu atma na duresyat. This pratyagatma, the inner self. The inner self, you are the inner self, happens to be the atma. The awareer, the knower, the experiencer, the subject. The subject is atma. Claim that. Gnatuhu sakshi. The witnesser, sakshi. Mind is also object of knowledge. Mind is also object of knowledge. That is why you say, I know my mind. You are witnessing your mind or not? Morning it is okay. Afternoon, okay. What about evening? I hope so. Okay. Who is that? Who is saying okay, okay, okay? Who is that? Who is the witnesser of the mind? That means your mind is object of experience, object of your knowledge. To whom? To whom the mind is object? To me, the awareer, the sakshi, chaitanyam, consciousness. I am conscious of my fickle mind. I am conscious of my cheerful mind. I am conscious of my angry mind. My goodness, I am conscious of. I am the witnesser. That means I am not mind. I am the subject. Mind is object. That is why gnatuhu. I am the subject, knower, experiencer, observer, witnesser of entire world, including my body, mind also. Nadure. Is it far? Now tell me. Is this knower, observer, experiencer, is far or near? Neither far nor near. I am. I am that. Next shloka. Dashamasya parijnane naya sosti yatha tatha swasya brahmatma vijnane iti vedanta dindimaha. Nice story. Our traditional story. Tenth man story. Paramanandaya. Paramananda Sishya. There was one Swami called Paramananda. Have you seen that picture movie? He has got 10 Sishyas. All Paramanandaya Sishya. If any Sishya is foolish person, they compare this student. Paramanandaya Sishya. Ani solluva. Not Paramarthananda, okay. Paramananda. Paramanandaya Sishya. 10 Sishyas he has got. We know. Very nice story. And that Paramananda Swami went to Kashi. And he asked his students, you all come after some time, 1 week later. All 10 Sishyas started. Those days, no bus and all, no train, no flight. So they have to cross the Ganges. They have to cross the Ganges and go that side, the bank. So while they are crossing, 10 of them, after crossing, they have to count each, one student leader, the Sishya leader, has to count all of them. And he asked them, all of you stand. And he made all of them to stand in line. And he started counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Tenth man missing. Tenth man missing, and he started crying and hitting his head to the tree. my teacher is going to scold me, we have missed a 10th man, and this person is crying after hitting, all other 9 of them are also crying. Everyone started crying, one Sishya died, our own colleague passed away in the waters, fled. Then one Mahatma came that side, why all of you are crying? They said, this is the thing happened, one Sishya is missing, my guru, what I have to tell my guru? You know, this person is crying. Then Mahatma understood what happened. So he asked all of them, stand up, all of you. He took one stick, small stick, and taking on one head, he is touching and telling, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All are here, 10. You are the 10th man, the one who counted. All 9 students missed to count himself. You are the 10th man. Dashamaha Tvam Asi. You are the 10th man. Dashamaha Tvam Asi. Example nice. Very cheerful face all of you have. Uddhalaka says to Shvetaketu, his son Shvetaketu. O Shvetaketu, Tat Brahma Tvam you are Asi. Tat Tvam Asi. 9 times he says. Like that he is telling, Dashamasya Parijnane, if you know the 10th man, Parijnane, Vishaya Saptami, Parijnane, that Vishaya, with regard to the 10th man, if you have knowledge, Na Ayasaha Asti, there is no Ayasam, you need not cry, you need not hit your head. All these problems, why crying, hitting your head? Scolding yourself, ayasa. If you find out at the 10th man, no ayasa. Abbada, 10th man is here. Who is the 10th man? Myself. I am the 10th man because this person only didn't include his counting. He didn't include himself. That's why ayasa. If he recognize himself, I am 10th man. How relax, na? You can sit and relax. Appada, so nice, relax. That is called na ayasaha asti. If you don't recognize yourself as 10th man, there is ayas. Tatha, yatha, dashamasya parijnane ayasaha na asti. Just as when the 10th man is recognized himself as 10th man, there is no effort, there is no difficulty, there is no strain. Similarly, tatha swasya brahmatma vijnane, swasya, that is important. If you recognize yourself, you the self as atma, brahma atma vijnane, atma means the self. When you write on the check, what do you write? Atma. So that self, tomorrow onwards don't write brahma. Okay, on the check you write a self only. Okay, recognize this self is Brahman. Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam. I the Atma am Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam. Brihattamatvat Brahma, the same Brahman available in this body is called self, Jivatma. That's all. So, Brahmatma Vijnane Swasya, not your brother's Brahmatma or wife, husband, swasya, your own, because samsara problem you are only having. If you are hungry, who will eat? Who has to eat? If you are hungry, you only must eat. Not the husband says, hey, you go to Bhagavad Gita class. Husband sends wife to the class. Some wives, they send to their husband to the class. Ninga poyitu vaango, naanu venda. அப்படி பசி கூட சொல்லலாம் இல்லையோ, நீங்க சாப்பிடுங்க எனக்கு வேண்டாம், யூ ஈட், அப்படிதான் சொன்னேன்னு இல்லையே. இஃப் யூ ஆர் ஹங்கிரி யூ ஆர் ஈட்டிங், இஃப் யூ ஆர் தேர்ஸ்டி யூ ஆர் ட்ரிங்கிங் வாட்டர். வென் யூ ஆர் இன் சம்சாரா, வென் யூ ஹாவ் தட் இன்செக்யூரிட்டி லிமிடேஷன் ப்ராப்ளம், ஹூ ஹேஸ் டு கெட் மோக்ஷா? யூ யுவர் செல்ஃப். அதுக்குதான் அந்த ஸ்வஸ்யா வேர்டு. Swasya, if they desire for moksha, they will come. Why you are bothering about that? Swasya brahmatma vijnane iti vedanta dindimaha. There you have to supply swasya brahmatma vijnane na ayasaha asti. You have to supply. Na ayasaha asti. Raja vidya raja guhyam. பவித்திரமிதமுத்தமம் பிரத்யக்ஷாவகமம் தர்மியம் சுசுகம் கர்த்தும் அவ்யம். தட் சுசுகம் ஓன்லி, ரொம்ப ஈஸி. அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி சொல்றதுக்கு என்ன கஷ்டம்? இதுதானே ஈஸியஸ்ட். எனி திங் யூ வாண்ட் அக்காம்ப்ளிஷ் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்ட்ரகிள் அக்செப்ட் கிளைமிங் ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன். சுசுகம் கர்த்தும் அவ்யம், வெரி வெரி ஈஸி, வெரி சிம்பிள் ஆல்சோ. சிம்பிள் ஆர் நாட்? So simple. So simple to say what? Aham Brahma Asmi. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi. Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. ஹரி ஓம்.